News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Maharashtra Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari has called a special session of the Legislative Assembly today, where the pro tem speaker Kalidas Kolambkar will administer oaths to the 288 newly elected members, an official said on Tuesday. Kolambkar was appointed by Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari on Tuesday evening. Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari has called a special session of the Legislative Assembly on Wednesday. The session would begin at 8 a.m. for the oath-taking ceremony of the 288 members, the official said. The newly elected members couldn't take oath even 1 month after the results of the assembly polls were announced due to political ups and downs in the state. Maharashtra remained under president's rule for a period of 13 days between November 12 and November 23 in the wake of no political party being able to form a government and the assembly in suspended animation. The Supreme Court on Tuesday asked Koshyari to appoint a pro tem speaker and ensure all elected members of the House are sworn in on Wednesday itself by 5 p.m. However, the BJP-led government, which was formed on the support of NCP leader Ajit Pawar on November 23, collapsed on Tuesday afternoon after Pawar stepped down as Deputy Chief Minister and Devendra Fadnavis as Chief Minister. The Maha Vikas Aghadi, comprising the Shiv Sena, the NCP and the Congress, on Monday submitted a letter claiming support of 162 MLAs to the governor. The NCP has announced that Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray would be the next Chief Minister of Maharashtra. And the countdown for the launch of India's Advanced Earth Observation Satellite, CartoSat-3, using the rocket Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle XL, or PSLV-XL, is progressing smoothly, said an official of the Indian Space Agency. The rocket is scheduled to blast off at 9:28 a.m. The 26-hour countdown for the launch began at 7:28 a.m. on Tuesday. According to ISRO, the CartoSat-3 is an advanced agile satellite to obtain panchromatic and multispectral imagery with an operational life of 5 years. The payload has the capability of taking sharp pictures with a ground resolution of 0.25 meter in panchromatic and 1 meter ground resolution or ground sample distance in 4-band multispectral modes with a swathe of 16 kilometers, said ISRO. The Indian Space Agency also said CartoSat-3 has many new technologies or elements like highly agile structural platform, payload platform, higher rate data handling and transmission systems, advanced onboard computer, and new power electronics, dual gimbal antenna, and others, to be placed in an orbit of 509 kilometers at an inclination of 97.5 degrees. The CartoSat-3 will furnish images that cater to the demand of urban planning, rural resource and infrastructure development, coastal land use and land cover, and also for strategic or defense purposes. Sharing the ride with CartoSat-3 will be 30 nanosatellites from the US for an undisclosed fee to be paid to New Space India Limited, the new commercial arm of ISRO. About 17 minutes into its flight, the PSLV rocket will first sling into orbit CartoSat-3. About a minute later, the first of the 13 US nanosatellites will be put into orbit. The final nanosatellite will be ejected into its intended orbit at 26 minutes and 50 seconds from the liftoff of the PSLV rocket. According to ISRO, 12 of the US nanosatellites are named as Flock 4P, are Earth observation satellites, and the 13th is called MeshBet, a communication testbed satellite. The 44-meter-tall, about 320-ton PSLV-XL is a 4-stage engine rocket powered by solid and liquid fuels alternatively. The rocket has 6 strap-on booster motors to give additional thrust during the initial flight stages. And Pakistan's Law Minister Farooq Naseem resigned on Tuesday to represent the government in a case regarding Army Chief General Qamar Javed Bajwa's extension in the Supreme Court, a senior minister said after an emergency meeting of the cabinet. Addressing a press conference after the meeting, Railways Minister Sheikh Rashid Ahmed said that Naseem had tendered his resignation during the cabinet meeting. Prime Minister Imran Khan accepted Naseem's resignation, he said. Special Assistant to the Prime Minister on Accountability, Shahzad Akbar, said that Naseem has resigned voluntarily. He will present himself before the court tomorrow with the Attorney General and represent the government's stance on General Bajwa's extension, he added. Akbar said that Naseem had resigned as he could not argue the case as the Law Minister. He said Naseem would return to the cabinet once the case ended. The Pakistan Supreme Court on Tuesday suspended the 3-year extension given to the powerful Army Chief Bajwa till today and said the entire process was upside down, in a blow to Prime Minister Khan. The unprecedented move by the apex court to suspend PM Khan's decision on August 19 could raise the tension between the judiciary and the powerful Pakistan Army. It also came just 3 days ahead of 59-year-old Bajwa's retirement on November 29 as the Chief of the Army Staff in his first stint. The petition against Bajwa's extension was filed by a person named Raiz Rahi, who later filed an application to withdraw it. However, the Chief Justice rejected his withdrawal bid and took up the petition as a public interest litigation under Article 184. The Chief Justice, after suspending the government's notification, adjourned the hearing until today. Global temperatures could rise sharply this century with wide-ranging and destructive consequences after greenhouse gas emissions hit record levels last year, international climate experts warned on Tuesday. The head of the World Meteorological Organization said global temperatures could rise by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels this century, more than 3 times agreed limits, if nothing is done to stop rising emissions. Greenhouse gas emissions surged to a record level last year, the United Nations said in its emissions gap report released ahead of UN climate talks in Madrid next week, aimed at spurring world leaders to limit climate change. It measures the amount of emissions cuts needed to limit global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, as agreed in the 2015 Paris Agreement. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change last year warned of huge global changes if that target is not met, such as the loss of nearly all coral reefs and most Arctic sea ice. Under current national pledges to cut emissions, temperatures can be expected to rise by 3.2 degrees Celsius this century, bringing wide-ranging and destructive climate impact, said a summary of the report by the UN Environment Programme. Being a grandfather, we don't want to leave that for our grandkids, the report's lead author John Christensen told a Geneva news conference. With 3 degrees, we would lose a fairly big fraction of the current agricultural yield, and areas like Africa, where the population is growing, would really suffer, said WMO Secretary General Petteri Thallas. The UNEP report said the safest temperature threshold set in Paris of 1.5 degrees Celsius was still achievable, but would require emissions cuts of 7.6% a year between 2020 and 2030. Limiting the rise to 2 degrees Celsius would mean annual cuts of 2.7%. We are talking about transformational change now. Incremental change simply will not make it. We simply need to transform societies in the next 10 years, Christensen said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.